national security officials very concerned here in the Capitol is that there have been open calls to bring weapons to Washington, D.C. and to state capitals for an armed protest this Sunday at noon. Protesters who bring weapons to Washington, I'm told, will be arrested. Federal authorities are preparing for the possibility of a mass casualty event just in case.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a storm-free weekend, but a cooler weekend ahead. Today will be a breezy day, lots of sunshine, high temperature up to about 54. Tonight, mostly clear, colder, overnight low temperature down to about 32. Saturday will be another very chilly day, even with the sun out, high temperature only around 47. We'll fall to the upper 20s on Saturday night. Sunday, still dry but cool, high temperature only in the low 50s. We'll start to warm up a bit early next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Lowndes County grand jury has officially indicted the man accused of shooting and killing the late sheriff, Big John Williams. Authorities say William Johnson shot and killed Big John Williams in November of 2019 at a Haynesville gas station. Johnson's arraignment is scheduled for January 29th. Late Montgomery City Councilman Tracy Larkin will be laid to rest tomorrow. He will lie in repose at Montgomery City Hall on Saturday from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. There will then be a graveside service at Greenwood Cemetery at 2 o'clock. And Pike County officials say District 5 Commissioner Charlie Harris has died. Harris served on the Pike County Commission for 28 years from 1993 to 2021. Funeral arrangements have yet to be announced. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
More time at home means more washing, drying, cooking, and cleaning at home, and more wear and tear on old appliances. But it's the perfect time to save on new ones at the Home Depot. For savings on the latest appliances, and right now, free delivery. From the kitchen to the laundry room, that upgrade is well within reach and closer than ever. Save on top appliances now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only while supplies last. Free delivery on major appliances, $396 or more, valid through January 27th.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel. Language for life. Start the new year with a new language. Get up to 60% off now at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Live local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I guess all of us have had the experience of getting into a discussion and coming up with the right answer 2 hours later when we're all alone. I'll be right back. My award for someone who thought of the right answer while the discussion was still going on is a young man named Brad Lanaweaver, a member of Young Americans for Freedom at Pennsylvania State University. He has written of an encounter on the campus with a pretty young lady who believes socialism is the answer to our problems. His own philosophy was self-evident because he was wearing a button that proclaimed, "Cut down big government." With the cool breeze stirring her hair, she asked what Brad described as her ace-up-the-sleeve question. Even you right-wingers don't want to starve. Wouldn't you like a guarantee that you won't ever go hungry? Brad knew that if he admitted to this, she'd follow with, so why not such a guarantee for shelter, medicine, and all the rest? He paused, and then gave her the victory she was seeking. Or so she thought. He said, sure, I'd like to lay my hands on everything I can get. Oh, she said, but the state is the closest you can come to such a guarantee. Brad described her as braced for a counterattack involving the magic of the market mechanism. But he threw another curve. Sure, he said, I grant that. There's something more. I'd like a guarantee of shelter and medical treatment and even some recreation. She must have thought she had a convert. A little shocked, she spoke, but that's what we support. Why are you wearing that button? She meant, of course, that cut-down big government button. Brad wasn't finished. He said to her, I would also like a yacht. Somewhat defeated, she answered, well, if you're not going to be serious about it. But I am, Brad said as earnestly as he could. I would really and truly like a yacht. Also a seaside villa. Look, she said sternly, you know what I'm talking about. Sharing. I'm not interested in your greedy daydreams. I'm asking what everyone should have. All right, Brad answered, I understand. Let everyone have a yacht. But how, she asked lucidly with the first sign of a rational thought. Don't bother me with that, he said. There'll be a way, I'm sure. Just so everyone has a yacht. However, there is one more thing I would like. What, she asked. Two yachts. Brad wrote that she looked rather unpleasant at that point, and he feared for his safety. Then she declared, it's people like you who keep socialism from working. And Brad agreed. Yes, quite right. Perhaps if people like me were put away somewhere, socialism would have a chance. By now, she was really glaring as she tried to think of an answer. Brad continued, but there's still one problem. How many are there, like me? Well, not as many as you think, she said, and walked away. And then Brad came up with a really appropriate last line. He wrote, there she's wrong, and that's why she's a socialist. How right he is. Socialists ignore the side of man that is of the spirit. They can provide shelter, fill your belly with bacon and beans, treat you when you're ill, all the things that are guaranteed to a prisoner or a slave. They don't understand that we also dream. Yes, even of sometime owning a yacht. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Stock market is down 112 points. The temperature outside is a brisk, breezy 57 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Oh, hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I got a hearing test done today. What did they say?
You're deaf.
You can tell that by the volume, the VU you put on my headsets, can't you?
Oh, absolutely.
It really was kind of fun. It's, you put this headset on and they say, you know, press a button when you hear a beep.
Mm.
And so there'll be times I could go by like 20 seconds, I wouldn't hear anything. I was going like, man, that must be pretty bad. And Wally Vaughn is a great guy. Our kids went to school together. He met with me afterwards and he said, yep, you need a hearing aid. Badly. I said, I knew that. I knew that already. He said, but I wanted to get this test so I have a benchmark before I go into this chemo stuff. But it was kind of fun to do. It's it kind of messed my morning up, but I just thought I was going to go in and do a doctor visit and do a hearing test. Later, I had to get the whole thing done at one time. Wally goes, you're here, let's do it.
Nice.
I know. So it was really good. 272-9228, that's where we are. Any call can get in on the Sweet Queen Farm Market Gift Basket and the Mortgage Corporation of the South. We do the Mortgage Corporation of the South drawing on Thursday. Sweet Queen Farm Market drawing today. 2:30 to 2:45. Get in on that. We're also going to have Mary Moore in studio today, and he will be taking your questions. He'll be here at 2 o'clock. So drop, you know, listen in. Have fun with us here. We always have fun where we go. Why didn't that file go? What happened here? Uh-oh. That's not good. Couple of things here. Number one, there is going to be an event on Sunday, I understand, at 12 o'clock at the state capitol. It's not that they've gotten a lot of intelligence on it, but it's supposed to be kind of just a we support Donald Trump rally. But I've noticed something kind of different about this one.
Mm-hmm.
all the people I know who are Trump people haven't told me about it. And that kind of concerns me. As just for me, I may go down and see it from a distance and see what they're doing. But is there anybody in the audience that is aware of the event happening? And is anybody going to be going to the event? Because I would be a little skeptical of this event, particularly when you read about some of the traffic that they're getting from these places. The Fusion Center is not sitting there saying, yeah, we're hunkering down, we've got this stuff, you know, going on. But people are on alert. MPD's on alert. Hill, Capitol Police are on alert. Every law enforcement operation is going to be there and ready to respond if needed. Hmm. So, but if anybody's going, or if you've heard about it, I'd love to talk to you and see what method did you hear about it, why are you going, or why are you not going, type thing. It's it seems that from what I've learned from this, that every state has got something going on at a state capitol, and they push this information out there. They do, because one of the first questions I ask is, do they have a permit here in Montgomery? And they do have a permit. And but it will be heavily watched and looked at, I can tell you that. But that's on Sunday. But if anybody's going down, I sure would like to know about that, just so I can kind of track it back my sources and see if it's matching up with everything else that I'm saying or other things I've said. Heath, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you today?
I'm good. How you doing, sir?
Doing great. What's up?
I just heard you were talking about the event to support Trump. And my comment on that is, at this point, what's done is done. You know, I don't think all the Trump supporters should go out there. I think what it is an opportunity for people who want to cause problems to show up and cause a ruckus and then blame it once again on Trump supporters.
And I agree with that. That's why I asked the question I did, because yeah, I'm pretty plugged into Trump people. This show is certainly plugged into them. And nobody said peep to me about this.
Yeah.
And we normally would have telephone calls saying, come to the rally or come to this. I haven't heard anything. And so in talking to different pieces of the law enforcement puzzle, and I have to describe it that way, but some people think that what this is somebody has just done this general blanket, show up at the capitals at different cities at 12 o'clock on Sunday. And I just don't see who's going to be showing up for that. Because I haven't heard about it. Nobody's got a show about it. And we're normally a outlet for it.
Right. And it's not going to change anything.
No.
Too late to change anything. Okay. And they're going to use your picture as, hey, this is a Trump supporter that was at this event that was causing this ruckus. And true, that is a Trump supporter. But he wasn't the one that threw the firebomb or did whatever stupid thing that they're going to try to do.
Yeah,
you know, we love Trump. We love what he did for the country. And don't let them use this as an opportunity to further push the narrative. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I agree with that. And as Moore had particularly, as Moore's come out on this Capitol Hill stuff, it's starting to get clear and focused to me of more of what has happened. We're going to have several reports about them using hand signs, military tactics, and I have seen the video of the people using walkie-talkies, and I said on the air, who shows up at one of these things with walkie-talkies? Well, people that are trying to coordinate things do. So it's going to be, there's some weird stuff that's going on here. So I want to get to the bottom of it.
And it's also a further opportunity for them. Like, if you show up, they're a true Trump supporter. They're identifying who we are, this new regime who wants to get rid of anybody who's patriotic, or loves this country or, you know, likes Trump.
Yeah.
So why put your face out there?
I know, I agree, and you nailed it with that. They're using this as an opportunity, and I've said it for years in the show. It's all about what you believe, and if you don't believe what they believe in, then you're a bad person, and you need to be reprogrammed, or something needs to happen to you.
Exactly. Yep. Well, everybody be safe. God bless America, and thank you for all you do, brother.
Thanks, Heath. I appreciate you. Robert, let me go to you, buddy.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
I agree you and the caller 100%. If Becky Garrison hadn't called you, or none of the organizers hadn't called you, this sounds like a setup.
Yeah, I mean...
Please, people, do not go. Sound like Dan said, the walkie-talkies at a rally is somebody in that group that's got an agenda. You don't bring a walkie-talkie to a rally unless you got some people you want to contact, and now it's time for us to make our move.
Yeah, and then also using the hand signs, the military hand signs for close order of contact.
So let's do Montgomery proud. People, if you're a Trump supporter, I voted for Trump. People, if you vote for Trump supporter, do not go down there as a setup, because if Biggie Garrison hadn't contacted Dan about this, it's not organized by a group.
There you go.
All right.
Thank you, my friend.
All right.
So that one dropped off. Let's go to a break. Dan Mars Show back after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Airport.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
America's kids are returning to class, in school and at home. And this year, learning is especially tough for kids who already struggle with poverty, emotional trauma, and other barriers. But Communities in Schools is helping by putting caring adults in schools to connect with kids. And now, we're reaching beyond school walls, tutoring, mentoring, and counseling students, providing resources for at-home learning, doing whatever it takes to make sure all kids have the opportunity to learn and succeed. For more information, visit communitiesinschools.org.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan. EARL, for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment. payment. Maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are on Friday. Let's go to the phones. Let's go right to Ryan. Ryan, welcome aboard the Demo Show.
Hey, Dan. Appreciate y'all. You were talking about people meeting at the Capitol. Everything we've heard is to stay away from these events. You know, we can let our voice be heard by getting off of Amazon, staying out of Walmart, getting off of Facebook, but do not go to any of these events. There's nothing we can do to change it, and it just sounds like a setup.
It does to me, too. And the amazing thing is, like I said, I'm pretty plugged into different things. And nobody's called, no chatter, nothing.
Yeah, I talked to a trooper last night at work that was assembling a team to go there Sunday, but we haven't heard of anybody we support or listen to, just like y'all. There's been no real supporters that are trying to assemble, and why would we even? You know, it's really not. We've made our voices heard, but we can still make our voices heard by, you know, boycotting some of these companies and stuff like that. But do not go to anything of any type of rally or anything. It just smells like a setup. And yep. That's all I wanted, and I appreciate y'all.
I think that's sage advice, my friend. Thanks, Ryan. Bill, welcome aboard the Demo Show on Friday, TGIF edition.
TGIF, guys. Just on a lighter note, when you all were talking yesterday about the Mars rover hitting itself with a shovel to get itself to work.
Yeah,
that reminded me of a great story. I was in the Air Force, and I was riding in a jump seat on a C-141. I had a headset on. We were going through the engine start procedures, and one of the engines wouldn't run up. It wouldn't. We were getting no fuel flow. So the crew chief jumped out, goes out, throws the cowling up. He calls back to the pilot and says, "Hey, try again." We tried again. It ran up and it started. So the crew chief came back and we go, "Chief, what happened? What'd you do?" He goes, "I malletized it." And we go, "Malletized it?" He goes, "Oh, yeah. What do you think I carried this ball peen hammer for?" I hit it. He said, "Hit it with a ball peen hammer and it was either going to break it or make it work." And it works.
There you go.
So that was a great. We've been doing that for a long time, obviously.
Yep. When it's broke, fix it with a kick.
Exactly. I just thought you'd get a kick out of that.
Bill, thank you very much. Have a great weekend, my friend.
You guys have a good one.
Bye. Thanks. Tell you something's going to happen this weekend is the Bucks and the Saints.
Yeah, Sunday.
That is going to be good.
I'm looking forward to that game.
And that's now the late game. It was 3, now it's 6?
Yeah, 6-something, yeah. 6:40, I think.
That's going to be the game. Now, the Saints have beat them twice. But they're smarter now.
Right.
Because if I remember, that was when Brady was just coming out of the chute.
It was the first game of the season, I believe, and then a little later. So, yeah, we'll see. And I have high hopes. I would love to see the story of Brady getting a ring for himself without, you know, Belichick.
Well, here, I mean, you look at what happened to the Patriots. I mean, they just fell apart.
Right.
And then here, Tampa Bay, which hadn't had the last three seasons to be anything worth noting.
Well, I might have the best receiving core in the league right now.
Is this your fantasy football team you're bragging
on? Well, no, our fantasy team's over. But, you know, when you look at Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, now Antonio Brown, who's, you know, behaving himself, and he's fantastic on the field. And a bunch of Cameron Gronk. Yeah. You still have Gronk coming in, Gronkowski coming in on some plays, Cameron Brate, the tight end. I mean, they've got a powerhouse offense. It's just a matter of containing the Saints' offense. They're explosive as well. So it'll be a showdown, two veteran QBs.
I'm looking forward to it. I've moved my steak day to Sunday just for that reason. Just so something about steak and football, they just kind of go together really, really well. Okay, so John Solomon was on last night and had some information. We got a little more details about it. Not a lot, because we haven't actually seen the documents. Listen, John Solomon on new Spygate docs coming out today.
A source tonight telling Fox News hundreds of documents pertaining to the greatest abuse of power corruption scandal in American history are about to be dropped in droves. We're talking about depositions, transcripts, interviews, other key materials, all related to the Biden-Obama administration's effort to spy on the Trump campaign and the Trump White House, the Trump presidency. Here with a full report on all of this, justthenews.com founder John Solomon. John, this is something you and I can report. I mean, we're not hiding it. We have been digging and digging for this information for years. We've been trying to get a hold of this. Now it's finally coming out.
Yes, absolutely, Sean. It's going to be a foot in height, I think. It's about 12 to 14 inches of documents. And they're going to get to the very heart of the things that the FBI and the Justice Department have tried to keep from the American public. And I'll just tell you a couple things from my reporting. I haven't seen the declassified documents yet. But from my reporting, this is what I know. Christopher Steele, a year after he was fired for the FBI for leaking, came back. He did a long debriefing, made some explosive revelations to the FBI. Most important, the reason why he leaked the whole Russia collusion story during the fall election was to take the heat off Hillary Clinton, because he was concerned the email story had not gone away. It was still burbling out there, and he wanted to change the topic in Washington. That's so significant. He's a foreigner who now admits it to the FBI. He meddled in our election to help Hillary Clinton. That's going to be in this interview report. Separately, he also told the FBI in this long debriefing that he got his first primary subsource, the one who gave all that salacious stuff we've been talking about, later debunked. And in fact, the subsource disowned some of the information, saying, I didn't say that, to Christopher Steele. The person who connected him to that, the impeachment witness, the former NSC Russia expert, Fiona Hill. Christopher Steele says, that's the person that hooked me to my subsource. And later I went back to her and told her, hey, he helped me out with the dossier. Imagine that, a witness in impeachment having this level of involvement with Steele, and we were kept in the dark during the trial and right into the last days of the Trump presidency. Big revelations like that all throughout the documents.
Okay. Do you remember when Hill said she was asked, have you seen the Steele dossier?
Right.
And she said, no, I've only heard about it from Strobe Talbert.
Yeah, and Nunes, this was during impeachment hearings in the House, the first round of impeachment, and you could tell Nunes knew exactly who she was.
Yep.
And he knew, it was very...
And he knew that she wouldn't tell him the truth.
Yes.
Now, this is really interesting, because do you remember Grinnell and Ratcliffe started releasing the documents?
Yeah.
And one of the documents was that there was this disinformation campaign out to try to, about Russia and Trump, to try to get them away from the emails, which is now being confirmed that the lead guy on that was Steele.
And this is a big part of the Lee Smith book. He does the press side, and one of the people in the press who kind of said, this is odd, it fits too well, was Maria Bartiromo. That's why she's followed this story for the last few years. The fact that this Russia story was pushed out on record, but on background for a lot of reporters, and then all the Russia stuff drops, it just fit too nicely, this story.
Yeah, Maria questioned it right when it came out. She said, this doesn't sound right here. Everybody else, oh, yeah, well, it was going to hurt Trump. Okay, so let me fit this in this segment here. On John Solomon talking about Capitol raid and the intel community warning Capitol Hill police.
What do we know about the pre-planned, premeditated attacks on the Capitol? This is why you can't have snap impeachments. Apparently, a lot of people knew and did nothing.
Yes, as early as Monday, January 4th, 2 days before the attacks, the FBI had intelligence that they felt credible enough that there were multiple people planning an attack, talking about killing police officers at the Capitol. They briefed it to the Joint Terrorism Task Force here in Washington. The Capitol Police were alerted to it. The Metropolitan Police were alerted to it. Separately, NYPD received similar information through its intelligence unit. Now, here's something I confirmed today. None of that intelligence got to President Trump. They also learned that the effort to breach the Capitol started 20 minutes before the president's speech started. And we now tonight have evidence from the FBI, an affidavit, that one of the instigators, one of the people charged with involvement in this, is a liberal anarchist activist named John Sullivan, previously charged in Utah in another violent riot that occurred during the summer. The FBI today charged him with participating in this, the first of what I think may be many non-Trump people who are going to be caught involved in the breach of the Capitol.
This the Capitol part of this whole thing, and then what you're going to hear in the Catherine Herridge report, they brought her out of mothballs not to talk about FISA, but talk about this, and who's a perfect person for this. Let me go to a break. Dan Morris Show back after this.
Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/private. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/private. That's forhims.com/private for your free online visit. forhims.com/private.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a storm-free weekend, but a cooler weekend ahead. Today will be a breezy day, lots of sunshine, high temperature up to about 54. Tonight, mostly clear, colder, overnight low temperature down to about 32. Saturday will be another very chilly day, even with the sun out. High temperature only around 47. We'll fall to the upper 20s on Saturday night. Sunday, still dry but cool, high temperature only in the low 50s. We'll start to warm up a bit early next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are.
That I'd come running
Don't forget we're doing the drawing for the Sweet Free Farm Market Gift Basket today at 2:30 to 2:45. What does it take to get in? Well, you need to call and talk to me. And then ask, and we'll put your name in. Keyword there is talk to me. Key phrase. Okay, let's go to the Catherine Herod story on new information on Capitol rioters. Listen in.
As investigators look over videos from last week's assault on the Capitol, they are learning that some rioters used military-style tactics. Those rioters appeared to use methods like hand signals to communicate, suggesting they had military training. Senior investigative correspondent Catherine Herridge has been looking into this and joins us from Washington. Catherine, what do we learn?
Law enforcement official confirms to CBS News that the identification of rioters who use military-style tactics is a tier one priority for the U.S. Attorney's Sedition Task Force here in Washington.
With federal investigators sifting through more than 130,000 digital media tips, some videos stand out.
I ran this by probably three or four senior SWAT guys, and we all kind of agreed some kind of training.
Scott Sweeto is a former FBI and ATF explosives expert who investigated the 1995 Oklahoma City and 1996 Centennial Olympic Park bombings.
You have all these people that are facing away from the Capitol. Then you have this group that is moving quickly and with a purpose up the steps of the Capitol. That's pretty scary. When you look at what those people are doing.
Officials say former or current military and law enforcement have already been arrested for participating in last week's attack. The Pentagon says Jacob Fracker, one of two off-duty Virginia cops arrested for breaking into the Capitol, is a corporal in the Virginia National Guard. And the Army is still trying to determine the current status of Thomas Robertson, who apparently served at different times, both for the National Guard and Reserves.
If you guys remember in the video, there's one guy who puts a rope around a fence and then he pulls the fence off. And then if you look up the hill a little bit, there's another guy looking out into the crowd and he is doing hand signs. And that, to me, would be more of a tactic, a military tactic to do that, to take the fence down. And he just pulls it out, opens it up, probably a 50-foot area, and then the guy up the hill is like, okay, we're open for business now. The other part is when they go up the stairs. That, and I said when I saw that, that looked like the old, you know, Raiding of the Castle type thing, is, you know, where the soldiers are running up the stairs, and the Capitol Hill police just freaked out and basically split, and that's where they did the Olay. Let's listen to the second part of this story, Catherine Herridge.
CBS News has learned videos like this drew immediate scrutiny because they mirror tactics used by law enforcement and the military to navigate hostile or unknown environments.
What are small unit tactics?
You know, small unit tactics are ways that military can blanket and communicate and try to get to a primary target that they have.
Frank Salufo is a former senior Homeland Security official.
This isn't out of a basement. This isn't playing a whole lot of video games. This is something that there was some training here. There's no question.
Once the Capitol was breached, CBS News has learned a D.C. police officer witnessed some rioters using military-style hand signals to communicate.
It would not be unusual for people to come up with physical signals such as tapping them, pulling on them, something that would work in a crowd where you had a lot of noise and a lot of chaos.
Why is the identification of individuals like this so important to the investigation?
At the end of the day, a small number of sophisticated actors can do a whole lot of harm.
This is shaping up to be one of the biggest cases in U.S. history that relies so heavily on videotape evidence. In addition to social media, CBS News has learned that federal investigators are pouring through thousands of hours of security camera video from the Supreme Court, the Library of Congress, and the Capitol itself, as well as police body cam video.
Okay, so several questions here. Who are these people? And if you're doing hand signs, you had to coordinate beforehand. Mm. And then the timeline where they're going up the steps, While Trump is speaking, that's kind of questionable there. I have not seen a in-picture type thing of Trump speaking and what was going on at that time. I would like to see that, but I haven't seen anybody do that. But who could these people be? Could they be people that are into the overthrow of government?
Militias do exist, yes.
Yeah, but so are they militias, or are these white supremacists? Are these... Because you normally don't have a lot of Antifa-type folks hanging around in military bases.
Well, and their style is to smash, like, Starbucks and stuff, which did happen in the inauguration of 17, but it's more create mayhem, and it's not this sort of tactics.
And so there had to be some kind of coordination. They did have the Proud Boys' head. They stopped him before he got into D.C. and turned him around. So there were some people on the lookout for folks, but it's like these guys got embedded in the group, and it would really be fascinating to see where do these people stay while they're in D.C.? They're going back and they're looking at their mobile phone, and they're tracking them on GPS what their movements were. Be interesting, were there some kind of meeting that this group of people had while they're in D.C.? I mean, tons of questions. Now, does this help Trump or does this hurt Trump? If it's coordinated and planned before the rally, and as one piece you can hear, that Trump knew nothing about the intel stuff that was going on, but it's this is a different spin on the whole thing. Side Hustle, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Hey, Dan and Joey, how are y'all this afternoon?
Good, and you?
Doing pretty good. I wanted to ask a few questions regarding the impeachment, and you might have gone over this earlier this week. I was in and out of hearing your show. I'm thinking with the Democrats is obviously they're scared of another presidential run from Trump in 2024. Otherwise, why would they be concerned with another impeachment this late?
Mm-hmm.
But if obviously they're not going to have enough time to complete a trial if the Senate does vote for an impeachment. So can you impeach a president after he is a private citizen, after he's back in, as a private citizen?
The Constitution says that the impeachment is for the removal of office. If he's no longer in office, I think he would have a hard time doing that, but that didn't stop the Democrats from doing it because they just kind of ignore what the rules are and just kind of do it. Now, a question should be asked, will John Roberts say something? Is that, because somebody could stand up and ask the Chief Justice to dismiss the case. You could have the Trump people, say, we would like this case dismissed because he's not the president any longer. And John Roberts could dismiss it right there. But the question is, has he ever showed a propensity to do something like that? And I don't know the answer to that, but he hadn't necessarily shown a propensity for doing things that would be strictly following the Constitution.
Right. Yeah, we saw that earlier a month or so ago. So, now that the House has voted for it, they need 17 senators to vote, along with all the Democrat senators, and that sounds like a lot. But I'm assuming you'll have people like Mitt Romney and Murkowski, and I'm not sure about Collins or not. But do all the Democrats? Do you think that Joe Manchin is voting with the Democrats on this impeachment?
Well, he did last time.
But do you think, I read an article that he was undecided, but he thought it was a very bad idea for the Democrats.
Yeah, he did say it was a bad idea, but he also said he thought that Trump did an impeachable offense. I'm not sure how he knows that, but he said that at the same interview.
Right. Okay. I didn't know that. I don't see how any of them think it doesn't seem like any of them have interviewed or done anything past just watching the news to determine if he's done an impeachable offense or not. But I guess it doesn't matter right now to some of these. I'm really surprised that there was 10 Republican congressmen that voted for the impeachment, which one of my biggest fears after Trump, it was obvious that he wasn't going to get back in, was that Republicans would turn back to their sort of weak ways that they've had prior to Trump being in office and kind of just kowtow into the media and the senior Republican senators and congressmen and just following the herd. I don't know. That's my biggest fear of right now what's going to happen.
Yeah, well,
the next couple of years at least.
Call it this, because they want to be loved again. So I think anytime they can poop on Trump, they're going to poop on him, so they'll be loved again by the media.
Right. And, you know, and that's the sad part about this. I felt like they were emboldened when Trump was there. He was a leader. And maybe they were just riding his coattails because they knew they had to. But now I just feel like it's going to go right back to the way as it was, which is not going to really get us anywhere for the next couple of years. But, I'm not sure. I was even hoping out of Joe Manchin, and I don't know, maybe you can answer this. Do you think there's ever a chance of him flipping parties and coming to the Republicans?
Well, I tell you, here's the thing. To think about, and I give this as somebody from inside Washington, is if they vote to get the to stop cloture vote, meaning they can pass anything with a simple majority, then Manchin becomes one of the most powerful senators in the United States, along with Sinema from Arizona and Tester from Montana. Because their votes will be the decision between 51 and 48. And so you never know about these people. Joe Manchin may kind of go, yeah, well, if I vote for it to be 51, a majority vote, then my vote counts a lot more than it did before.
Right. I don't know. It was a surprise last week when Georgia went, I guess it was a surprise. I was hoping it would turn out the other way, but that really kind of put a hurt on us for the next couple of years, and I was hoping maybe someone like Manchin might flip, but I kind of doubted that it would happen.
Yeah, he's about...
Have you heard who might be...
Well, think about it. He gets the best of both worlds. He gets to be a committee chair. He gets to be a more important vote. So why would he flip?
I don't know if it would just be personal conviction, because he seems to be more right.
Yeah, don't let that get in your way.
right. So have you heard of who might be taking Shelby's place once he announces?
Well, we don't know for a fact that he's going to announce, number one. I've seen some polling data that has Mo Brooks as a top-tier candidate. Britt, who is supposed to be the choice of Shelby, at a very, very low number because she didn't have any name ID. But a couple of $1 million could help that problem.
Right. Who was that? Because when you said that,
she's the head of BCA.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, those are my questions for today, and I appreciate your time, and know that you're in our prayers for your health and
Thank
my family,
you.
And we'll be talking to you soon.
I appreciate that an awful lot. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you. Let me go to break, but before, Mortgage Corporation of the South, 567-9000. I want you to give them a call. Let them help you out. They certainly have helped me out, and they can do the same for you. Give them a call, 567-9000. Tell me you're a DMR show listener, but if you have a VA, FHA, conventional loan, they can do all those. VAs are by far the simplest. If you have anything in the threes, you need to give them a call, 567-9000, Mortgage Corporation of the South, NMLS number 232-876. Yes, they are equal housing lender. Going to be back with Ashley right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24-7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24-7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24-7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Going back to the question at hand of who are these people, if they're using military tactics and hand signs and a little more sophistication than your average bear in coordinating. And here's something that I said from the very, very beginning of this thing, that they accomplished exactly what they wanted to have happen with this. They wanted Trump to be maligned, Trump to be accused, and I believe Trump to be impeached. And it was all too coordinated for me. So if they're worried that Trump gets back in, then this would be kind of a tactic and damage him and wound him as much as you possibly can. And we believe, and we have this document dumps that are coming out, that the intel community was behind a whole bunch of this. Now, what if you have, because there are people that are operatives out for folks, such as CIA and different things like that. What if somebody actually coordinated that as one of the Clapper Brennan type people and put together a mod squad that did this? That would be damn interesting. It would be the icing on the cake, and it would be ballsy. But that makes more sense than anything else, versus militia embedded and all of a sudden militia groups kind of coming around. And that's why this thing on Sunday really bothers me. All of a sudden there's chatter that 50 state capitals are going to have, and I can see what they're trying to, I think that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to draw people in there and then go in and have something happen and blame it on the Trump people. Because these people that were doing a whole bunch of this stuff, wearing the Trump flags and putting the Trump flags on the bicycle, it was too much of a staged event to me, which is exactly what these intelligent groups do overseas or out of country. They're just bringing it to the great U.S. of A. Let me go to the phones and go to Ashley. Ashley, you've been very patient with me, my dear.
Hey. Yeah, I agree. It just seems so orchestrated from everything that's happened. It all just fell into line all the way down to getting him kicked off of Pinterest. I mean, just every single thing just happened so quickly.
Will someone please explain why he got kicked off Pinterest? Is that because he was taking too many pictures of the White House kitchen or something?
I mean, I don't know. It's just ridiculous. It's crazy. And so my question is, who is running the country right now? Is Trump still in charge, or
he's still president?
I'm just so confused.
I think the media is running it right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's just I don't even watch the news anymore. I've just turned it off. And the next question,
Well, don't turn it off too long because you may turn it back on and you may go, damn, lots happened in 1 month. What do you mean we live in a communist country now?
Right. Yeah. And so the question came up earlier. I guess you guys talked about it. Richard Shelby. Where is Richard Shelby? Does he ever speak? Does anybody ever see him? What?
There's nothing. There's nothing different.
Is he around still?
Joey is doing his Richard Shelby impersonation. Joey can do the best impersonations, but the answer to the question is, the Richard Shelby today is not very much different than any Richard Shelby after an election. He just, what he does is he runs, he's accessible a little bit, he's buying a boatload of advertising, and then it just, he goes back to being Richard Shelby.
Yeah. Yeah, I was...
And we're not saying that he is going to retire, definitely. He said he was going to announce what his plans were sometimes this month.
Because I think he's 86.
He doesn't look a day over 82. Yeah, he's in his 80s. He's in his 80s.
But anyway, yeah, I'm just as confused as everyone else and still holding on.
86 years old. Good job, Ashley. You nailed it.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, I'm just as confused as everyone else and just still praying for a miracle. I mean, this is just, it's pretty scary what's happening.
Yeah, well, do something for me. Don't stop listening to this show.
Oh, I won't. Y'all are truth. I believe you guys. So thank you for chasing after that and informing us. Because we need to be able to turn somewhere.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. I am so disappointed in the media and now the local media. They were given a story I was told about last night, and they refused to air it, talking about Montgomery Police Department and some things that were going on in Montgomery Police Department with overtime and nepotism and treating one group differently than the other. And I mean, and they didn't run it. And they had it all documented, did not run it. That's damn disappointing. And I saw what they were, you know, the things that they were given, I saw kind of a smaller cut of it. Mm-hmm. So that's really
a
shame.
I'm not surprised.
That's really a shame.
I'm not surprised at all.
Ashley, my dear.
Well, thank you.
I want you to have a great weekend.
Thanks. You guys too.
Thanks. Got to go to a break. Jason Rodney coming back to you.